For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Member FDIC.
So we played one quarter, no score. We come back here for the start of quarter number two. Barnegat with a fourth down and four from the central 29-yard line. Bengals will go for it. They've got to get to the Golden Eagle 25 to keep the offense on the field.
Look for Pat Moran here. He's the go-to guy in the receiving core.
He is set up as a slot receiver right now off to the left of Sinjin Erskine. Erskine has three wide receivers to his right, two to the left. Wants to throw left, dumps it over the middle, wanted Moran, threw it too hot, and it skipped off of Moran. Goes as an incompletion and Central holds on downs.
Good coverage job by the Golden Eagles that time as Erskine's first receiver not open, stepped up in the pocket. You know, you would think Pat Moran would be the happiest guy with the, not the return, but with Erskine now taking over. Moran, the leading receiver on this Barnegat team, happy to have a quarterback who maybe will target him a little more, although he did have 15 receptions coming into tonight's game.
Marcus Drumright coming on here, trying to get the Central offense in gear. We'll send Bowen across the formation in motion. Get it. Jet sweep off to the left side. Nothing doing. Dropped at the line of scrimmage. Nice pressure that time inside by Chris Stoma, who makes the tackle. No gain. Brings up a second and 10. We are up and running here in the second quarter. 30 seconds gone by. No score between Barnegat and the Golden Eagles.
You know, Central coming off a 47-point output a week ago, or 2 weeks ago against Pinelands Regional, but the Wildcats have given up really points in bunches this season.
Markeith Overton, the single wide receiver to the near sideline left, trips up top to the right for Drumright. Again, Bowen coming in motion from right to left across the formation. Here's the inside carry. It will be taken by Robert Martinez. He will spin his way forward and get to the 33-yard line. Small gain, brings up a third and seven.
Kevin, I believe Marcus Drumright, the nephew, right, of Gene?
Yes.
Gene Drumright, of course, longtime Lakewood.
Hall of Famer here, graduated in 1974.
Yes.
All kinds of Hall of Famer talk tonight.
A little later, actually, Gene was in 74. It was a couple years after that.
Third and seven. Barnegat walks up a linebacker showing blitz. Drumright wants to throw. Flips one to the near sideline. Receiver fell down. Corner misplayed it, and it goes as just a long incompletion.
Well, you know, actually the receiver was open down the left sideline. The pass was well underthrown. And then, as you said, he slipped and Gerano, the defensive back, really did not do a great job, kind of mistimed his jump. Although now it's fourth down, they might even end up with better field position not making the interception.
Jamber on for the punt. That's been how it's gone for Central so far offensively. Three and out and punt. Pat Moran standing at his own 40-yard line. Low snap. Jamber did well just to field it. Gets off his best punt of the night. It will bounce at the 38-yard line and be down by Central at the 39-yard line.
Isn't that about the spot where he would have intercepted it?
Probably just about that. It'll be first down and 10 here for Barnegat. No score with 10:04 remaining here in the first half. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca on our open MRI of Wall game of the week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Well, our number one team in the Shore had fallen behind 6-0, but a Chris Whitlock 60-yard punt return gives the Caseys a 7-6 lead.
Over Homedale, Red Bank Catholic leading that one. Manalapan with a 21-0 advantage over East Brunswick as well. Here from the 38-yard line of Barnegat, Bengals take over. First down and 10. Play action. Erskine wants to go downtown. Flips it up into triple coverage, and Central picked it off. Golden Eagles coming away with it. It was number five. That is Javon Hardy. to pull it down. And after one throw, Erskine with his first interception here at Barnegat. And the Golden Eagles will take it over first and 10 from their own 23-yard line.
Boy, a poor decision by the sophomore there. Threw into triple coverage. Really had nobody open. Just kind of hoping for an athletic play by the receiver. But that's one you just cannot throw like that. And Hardy with the interception. Central will take over and see if they can get something going on offense here with 9:50 left in a scoreless and rather dull first half.
Drumright stepping back in here on a first down. Actually, this is Hardy who's going to take the snap here.
Right.
Direct snap off the right side. Hardy looking for a hole. Not much doing. Tripped up at the 25-yard line. Host of white jerseys in on that tackle. Drumright was in the game. And we'll go over and get the play call here. So a little Wildcat mix-up for Central.
Of course, Hardy was the quarterback all last year when Khalif Hardy was the running back. He made the switch when Marcus Drumright became the quarterback this year. So I'm sure we'll see quite a bit of a Wildcat.
After one, Brick Memorial and Toms River North are scoreless. They go to the second quarter in that one. We are in the second quarter here from Boyd Memorial Field. 9 minutes to play. No score in this one either between Barnegat and Central Regional. Drumright going to get the snap here as Hardy will split himself out as a wide receiver set to the left side of the formation. Twins up top to the right. Two backs of the backfield. Here's the carry. Inside, I believe it's Martinez who gets it again. He'll break the plane of the 30, get out to the 31-yard line. Tackle made by Greg Moran. It will leave Central about 2 yards shy of a first down and bring up a third and two as they look for, I believe, Kevin, their first down of the night. They've gone three and out, haven't they?
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah. Matty Bowen had the one good run, but that was after the penalty, so they came up just short there.
Third down and a long two. Hardy and Bowen this time will split out as a slot receiver sent to the left side of the formation. Single man up top to the right and an offset eye look with Drumright. He wants someone to motion. It'll be Bowen across the formation. And the give again for Martinez. Stacked up with the line of scrimmage and dropped for a loss of one on the play. Give credit to the tackle for Mark Magoon, the junior outside linebacker. So yet again, Central will go three and out, and they will have to punt the football. Can't take advantage of the extra possession after the turnover.
You know, the one thing we thought Central had the advantage in coming into tonight's game was speed and quickness. They have not been able to get the ball to any of those guys where space where they can utilize that. And inside, Barnegat has really kind of dominated, at least on the defensive side of the ball.
Here comes Jamboron. He's been busy. Gets the snap cleanly this time around. High hanging punt will send Moran back to his 35-yard line. Fields it on the far side. Hash mark runs towards the far sideline and tripped up to the 44-yard line where Barnegat will have it first down at 10. Couple of scores to pass along. They go into the second quarter with Lakewood leading Jackson Liberty 13-0. And Rumson with a 7-3 advantage right now on Raritan.
That Lakewood score is rather interesting.
The Beverett factor.
Well, he has sort of been in and out of the lineup for whatever reason all fall long, but getting him back at 100% would make the Pioneers a very dangerous team.
First and 10 for Barnegat. They take it over from their own 44-yard line. It'll be Erskine again. This time, little quarterback draw off the left side. Will break the plane of midfield and get into Central territory at the 49-yard line. Tackled by Tom Clark. Goes as a gain of about 7. Bring up 2nd and 3.
Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it on Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Gold Fever.
You know, Lakewood is the type of team that nobody wants to play because you know they got a world of speed. And if Tyrese Beverett could, gut it out for the rest of the season, they are going to be a dangerous team, and they are very much alive in this conference race.
Timeout has been taken by Barnegat. We'll take a break as well. 6:27 to go here in the first half. No score between the Bengals and the Golden Eagles. We're back right after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Open MRI of Ball Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
This day and age, we're all trying to save where we can and take care of the things we depend on, like our cars, trucks, and SUVs. Did you know that a transmission preventative maintenance service will help your car get better gas mileage? Have your transmission serviced as the seasons change at Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair. Call today for an appointment at 732-244-7300 or just stop in at 911 Charles Drive in Toms River. For over 30 years, trusted and reliable. Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair. Same old guy, just a new name.
Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And, of course, tonight's game presented by Open MRI of Wall. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall.
Quick score update for you. Colts next, St. John Vianney are scoreless after one. Cougars knocking on the door. They have it first and goal from inside the St. John Vianney 10-yard line. We're back up and running here. 6:27 to go. St. John Erskine will take it. Another quarterback run up the middle. He'll have a first down for Barnegat. Tripped up at the 41-yard line of the Golden Eagles. There is no score between Barnegat and Central. Big one in Class B South. As Barnegat with a win would go to 3-1 in the division and trying to keep pace with Monsignor Donovan, who they lost to earlier in the year, 24-21. Anthony House, number 7, will come near sideline to the right as the furthest man as a wide receiver. Pat Moran, slot to the right. Tight end back to the left as Erskine, who is big size, 6'2", 194 pounds, again will run it up the middle. This time pick up about 3.5, maybe 4 yards. Ernie Ropas on the tackle. 2nd and 6 coming up. We've seen Erskine, Ed, just continue to run.
Yeah, you know, when he was in 7th and 8th grade, obviously he was a quarterback. When he went to Holy Spirit, all he did was punt, did not play quarterback, so, and then broke his arm about halfway through the season. By the way, in the Big A South game, Brick Memorial's on the board. Orion Saplinski run. But the kick was no good, a bad snap on the kick. So it's 6-0 Brick Memorial.
And Colts Neck has scored. They lead St. John Vianney 7-0. 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Erskine going to hand this one off to Ed Santiago up the middle. Santiago pounds it down to the 31-yard line. He should have just enough for the first down. Tom Clark on the tackle. Maybe a little shy. I don't think he got a very good mark as the referee will come over and eyeball it up, and they will say third down, third and about a half a yard.
You know, Robbie Davis said to me before the game, Kevin, that I'm going to try and get you guys out of here early tonight. If we have it go our way, we're going to control the ball and run the clock, and that's certainly what he's done in the first half.
It has been a very quick first half up until this point. 4.5 minutes remaining, half number one. Erskine this time going to step up under center, trips off to his right, tight end. Back to the left. Erskine on a quarterback sneak, just looking for the first down. Has it, then gets picked up and planted into the ground by a couple of maroon jerseys, but down to the 26-yard line. That is enough for a first down.
You know, I guess I'm, you know, Ed, it seems like this was the game plan, and you talked to Robbie before. We just assumed, I think, that, you know, we know Barnegat has always liked to pass the ball. They've had some really good quarterbacks over the last few years, and they would unleash this aerial game tonight, but I guess we're not going to see that.
Well, as I said, he just would like to control it and keep it out of Central's hands, but their defense is playing great. Central without a first down yet.
Little zone read off the left side. Again, Erskine will keep it. This time, pound it down inside the 20 to the 19-yard line. He gains about 7, bring up 2nd and 3. Jamber on the tackle.
Well, with that big offensive line, Matt, you talked about it earlier. I mean, you have two offensive tackles, both over 300 pounds. That is very, very unusual and, you know, big, and if they're good. And Barnegat now starting to find some cracks in the Central defense to run the ball.
Right back to the line here on 2nd down and a long 3. Coming down towards the 3:15 mark of the quarter. Erskine on a fumbled snap will go back, fall on it. Didn't even try to pick it up. Smart move by the sophomore. They'll lose 6 back to the 25-yard line, but at least keep possession of the ball. It will bring up 3rd down and just about 8.
You know, that was a good comment you made, Kevin, about when you said with two 300-pound tackles, if they're good, you know, they could do the job. Well, sometimes they don't even have to be good. Sometimes just big is good enough, and I'm not saying these guys are not good, but they are certainly controlling the ball now, running behind those two big guys.
Both underclassmen as well.
Single back is Santiago. Erskine checks the defense over, gives instructions off to his right to Moran and to his two receivers to his left. Ball set from the left hash mark. Central showing blitz, then backing off. Moran was going to be the intended receiver, but the play will get stopped before it gets started as flags coming out with 2:14 to go in the first half. Delay of game call here on the Bengals will make it third down and 13.
Yankees in a little bit of trouble now, huh, Matt? Baltimore scored 3-1, right? I know some people are actually watching the game and listening to us on the as far as the game is concerned.
Thousands.
That's how you can do it, okay? So it's not like I'm trying to get rid of our listeners to go watch the game. You know, they can
By
do
the
both.
Way, St. John Vianney ran a kickoff back for a touchdown, missed the extra point, though.
7-6, Colts neck in that one. Third down here and 13. Erskine wanting to throw, looking to the near sideline. He's got Moran open inside the 10. He'll get knocked out of bounds inside the 5, down at about the 2-foot line. Good throw by Erskine that time. Moran had beaten double coverage, and Barnegat has it first and goal from inside the 1.
You know, Erskine did a good job. The pass a little underthrown, Matt, but he kept the ball on the outside. And what happened was the defensive back, Matty Bowen, never saw the throw. Moran adjusted, came back, made the catch, gets Barnegat very close to the opening score of the night here with that just over 2 minutes left in the first half.
2:04 to play as Erskine will come up under center. Now step back, talk to Santiago. This has got quarterback sneak written all over it for me. Erskine gets it. Off the left side, falls forward. This has got to be a touchdown just by falling forward, and it is. There's the call, and Barnegat has taken a 6-0 lead on a 1-yard touchdown plunge from Sinjin Erskine.
The first of his varsity career went right off the left side between Matt Lauer, the left guard, and Kieran Stewart, the center.
Here's the extra point
attempt.
Should
be Moran. 6 for 8 on extra points this year. Has missed a couple.
Garena is the holder. High snap. Did a great job just to field it. But the extra point is blocked. We've seen that already.
Our man Jambor, Matt.
A bunch of times already in an assortment of games. This one blocked by Jambor, and Barnegat will have to settle for a 6-0 lead. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to the open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Our opening score of the night brought to you by Patty Romano of RE/MAX at Barnegat Bay. Real estate with a personal touch, where service doesn't end at 5 when it's results that count. Count on Patricia Romano of RE/MAX at Barnegat Bay. Visit soldbypatty.com.
So Barnegat has scored the first points of the night. 1-yard touchdown run for the sophomore Sinjin Erskine, and the Bengals will kick off. Zach Flaherty, their kickoff man, steps into it. A squib kick right down the middle. Goes through the second line. Free ball for a second. I believe Central was able to cover it up, but that was a dangerous moment for just a second. Golden Eagles will have it first and 10 from inside their 30-yard line. 6-0, Barnegat leads, 1:52 to play in a fast-moving first half.
That is an understatement.
Some Hall of Fame ceremonies taking place before the game, and they'll do some stuff at halftime as well. Nice fall evening here in Ocean County. Single back behind Drumright. It's Hardy. He'll get the pitch. Running off to his right side. Tripped up in the backfield and taken down.
Pat Moran
in on the tackle. Came up from his safety spot. Read that play very well. And now with a minute 35 left. Again, I hate to be critical of Hardy. He's just very slow moving upfield.
He's like looking for a space first. And I think he's going to have to use his speed to try and create his own space.
He'll stay in the backfield behind Drumright. 75 seconds to go. Flag out on the far sideline. And it'll be a sideline warning issued to Barnegat. So no yardage marked off. But
man, I don't know why. I'm standing on the Barnegat sideline. There's nobody in front of the white line. Somebody must have been chirping, I guess. Nobody behind the white, in front of the white line, I should say.
Clock still moving here with now a minute left and Central not in much of a hurry to get up to the line. They have it second and 10 from their own 29-yard line. Trips off to the left, single man up top to the right. Drumright has it. Quick flare pass to the outside. Bowen catches at the 31-yard line. Comes to the near sideline. Makes a move at the 40. Shakes and bakes his way out to the 43, where he is tackled by number 50, Kiernan Stewart. It is a first down for Central, and the Golden Eagles will call a timeout. We will keep it right here. And I believe that is Central's first down of the night.
It is, Matt. You are correct.
41 seconds remaining, and Central will have it first and 10 when we come out of the timeout from their own 43.
Clearly, Matty Bowen is a guy that if they get the ball in his hands, he knows what to do with it. Made a couple of nice moves, went down the sideline, and really Central's biggest offensive play of this first half. 41 seconds left. Let's see if they can get the ball downfield a couple of times and get themselves in position maybe to threaten the end zone here in the final moments.
Yankees go to the bottom of the eighth, leading 3-1. As C.C. Sabathia gets out of a bases-loaded jam, giving up just one run.
Boy, that's sorry. I'm sorry to hear that.
Come on, join jump sides.
You got to love the Orioles. That's a great story.
I totally agree.
You know, it's a great baseball city. They've been down for so long. I go for baseball stories. I love the Orioles.
Oh, you got your stories in them in Oakland. Let's get back to this story right here.
Okay.
First and 10 from their own 43. Central coming off the timeout. 41 seconds to go here in the first half. Bengals lead it 6-0. Barnegat with a four-man rush. Drumright pumps once, goes down the field, looking but overthrowing Overton, who had slipped the coverage for just a second. Play took 6 seconds off the clock, so 35 ticks remaining here in the first half.
I don't think it would have made a difference, but the one thing Overton did wrong there was he should have kept in a full sprint. He kind of put his arms out early and could not catch up to the ball. But he did a nice job. He beat the defender. Pass needed a little more air underneath it. That Golden Eagles could have hit a big one there.
Second and 10. Overton this time coming again near sideline to the left, up top to the right. And going way out is Bowen. Drumright checks things over. Draw play. It'll be Hardy to have it. Again, slowing down at the 45-yard line. 2-yard pickup. And he is dropped and taken down there by Stoma. Ulrich involved on the tackle as well. 20 seconds remaining. And
I don't think they called a timeout. The clock continues to run.
Now it's running.
Yeah, it really never stopped. Now it stops.
Now a timeout has been taken, but after about 12, 13 seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say at least past 10. Maybe they're thinking one more shot, maybe two more shots since it is third and long.
Well, here's the one where you got to just sort of chuck it, right? Yeah.
Well, that's why I didn't buy the second down call right there on the draw. You know, they haven't been able to run the ball all night, and you just had a receiver get open, you know, with Drumright overthrowing him by a little bit. One thing that pass did prove is that Drumright's got quite an arm. He can get the ball downfield, which is what we had heard coming into this one. And, by the way, he did beat Barnegat's best defensive back there in Pat Moran. So it wasn't like Barnegat wasn't aware of what was happening. They had Moran on him.
So Central will come back on here, trailing 6-0, 11 seconds remaining in the first half. Third down and 8 from the Golden Eagle 45-yard line. Drumright checks the defense over. Barnegat backing everybody off in coverage. Drumright throwing it deep down the field. This one up and batted away. Close to maybe an interference call. Tom Clark, the intended receiver, around three white jerseys. It'll bring up now fourth down and eight with 4 seconds remaining. This, there's no need to bring the punt team on. You can throw it down the field
again.
I would
do the same thing again. Absolutely. The clock will either, you know, there's only a couple things that can happen. You can complete it. You can hit a touchdown. You could throw the pass incomplete, or you could get a defensive penalty. Two of those three will end the first.
Drumright again from the shotgun formation. Officials stop it for just a second, and Barnegat will use a timeout.
You would think they're going to set up some kind of deep prevent.
Yes, I'm sure they will.
Coming up halftime, the Yolanda's Riverhouse halftime show brought to you by Yolanda's Riverhouse in Ocean Gate. Catch Monday Night Football on 6 HD TVs. Enjoy a free halftime buffet on Thursday night and all day Sunday. Not only watch football, but enjoy a special $5 food menu with great drink specials. Check out YolandasRiverhouse.com.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca, the broadcast crew tonight for Friday Night Football on 105.7 The Hawk, continuing a big weekend of football activity. Tomorrow, Monmouth University football, 12:30 kickoff. Hawks are in Cornell on 11:60, 13:10 a.m.
What time are you leaving tomorrow morning?
Ooh, pretty early. On the road at 6.
The Mariners have scored, guys, after a controversial roughing the kicker penalty against the Mustangs. Gula's extra point makes it 7-6 North with 3:40 left in the first half.
Fourth down here and 8 with just 4 seconds remaining. Jets football on Sunday. Quick little pass over the middle. Bowen catches it. He's got some room in front of him, trying to make his way across to the far sideline, but chopped down. And no luck, and that will take us to the end of half number one. 6-0 is the score. We'll see if we can grab Robbie Davis on his way out. Ed, take it away.
Thank you, Matt. Robbie, the game plan was to try and control it, move the clock on the ground a little bit, Erskine carrying the ball, but when you needed the pass, he hit Moran on the big pass that got you down and got you the touchdown.
Yeah, Central's a great, very good defense, and, you know, we came out a little sluggish, or they took it to us, you know, so we got to make sure we capitalize. And sustained a little bit better drives more consistently.
Your defense has played great tonight. That was the first down Central got there on that last drive when you were basically in a pretty much a prevent.
Yeah, it's like B-South football. Every game's going to be like this. So hopefully we can come out in the second half and separate the score a little bit.
Robbie Davis, good luck.
All right, Ed, appreciate it. Appreciate Coach Davis giving us a minute before we head into break. We'll make this a 2-minute timeout with a 6-0 advantage for Coach Davis's team, the Bengals of Barnegat. They lead the Golden Eagles of Central. We'll be back with the halftime show, take you around the Shore Conference with scores, updates, and a whole lot more. Barnegat 6, Central nothing. We're back in 2 minutes with halftime here on our open MRI of ball game of the week on 105.7 The Hawk.